All right, well, say good morning. Let's begin. Baruch Hashem, beginning a new chapter in Maseches Nedarim. Really, really interesting Gemara. Really, very interesting Gemara. So today's daf is Daf Samech. We have a sponsor today. The shiur today is sponsored by Hananya Lasker in memory of his father, Joseph Lasker, Yosef Reuven ben Avraham Halevi, Zichron Lebracha, on the occasion of his ninth yard site. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, his neshama will have an aliyah. So let's begin. We'll say again, Daf Samech, we literally ended up with a new parent. So konam yayin she'ini toim hayom. So let's say a person makes the following neder. I make a neder, konam. Remember, again, we'll say we're now already experts in konam since yesterday. So konam, which essentially makes like a hektish vow, konam yayin she'ini toim hayom. I'm not going to drink wine today. So what's the halacha? Eino aser ela ad shetechshach. I'm only usher in wine until nightfall of that day. Now, listen, I take a look at the run for just a moment. Left hand column. Konam yayin sheini toim hayom ino usher ela ad shetechshach. Tcheivan de amar hayom lo mashma ela ad sheyigmar osayom dehainu ad shetechshach. So, what says, we're going to see in just a little bit. In Nedarim, of course, we know that in Nedarim, everything depends on what you say and how you say it. And the truth is how people normally speak. So, for example, when a person prohibits something upon themselves for a day, so day, as we're going to see, can mean one of two things. Day could mean me'is le'is, what we call a 24-hour period, or day could mean literally today until nightfall. So the Mishnah says, everything depends on what you say. So if a person says, akonam yayin, I'm not going to drink wine today, hayon. So today, that Mishnah says, means literally today until nightfall. It means this, we'll call it this Jewish calendrical day, right, according to the Hebrew calendar. So today means, now the ramifications of that mean is what? If I make the neder at, 6 o'clock in the morning, it means until sunset. And if I make the neder at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it means until sunset. So the duration of the neder obviously will vary, but hayom means until sunset of that day. So Shabbos zu, let's say a person makes a neder. Again, it's the same case. I'm not going to drink wine, konam yayin shani toim. I'm not going to drink wine Shabbos this week. So what's the halacha? Aser b'chala Shabbos, you can't drink wine the entire week. The Shabbos sha'avra, and it was a Shabbos sha'avra means, and that Shabbos of that week is part of the week. Look at Rashi. Look at the Rashbam. Excuse me. Shabbos. I'm sorry. The Ran. Shabbos zu. Another ve'echad mimeha shavua. If a person makes an edra on one of the days of the week, not to partake of wine that week. Aser b'chala mimeha shavua. You can't drink wine that entire week. The yom Shabbos atzmo b'chlal iser shel shavua sha'avar. And the Shabbos of that week is included in the prohibition as well. I will say, so for example, if I make a neder not to go ahead and drink wine on Wednesday, I say I'm making a neder not to drink wine this week. So what does this week include? This week includes the rest of the weekdays, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and also includes Shabbos. Dechi Amar, I'm finishing the rhyme, Dechi Amri, Inish, Inshi, Shabbos Zu. Because when a person says, I prohibit wine upon myself this week, so that tayu ayime achol, he has in mind for the remaining days of the week, haboim ba'ayom ha-shabbos. So we'll say, when a person says, I'm prohibiting wine upon myself this week includes any of the remaining weekdays, as well as what? And the Shabbos to come as well. That's what it means. The Shabbos sha'avra means, and Shabbos is included as part of the week that has just passed. Fine. Chodesh zeh. So let's say a person says, same case, I'm not going to drink wine this month. So what does this month mean? Aser b'chala chodesh. So you are aser in the remaining part of this month, however many days are left in this month. But v'rosh chodesh lahaba. But Rebbe says rosh chodesh ultimately is considered part of what? Considered part of next month. Now we'll see the novelty in that ruling in the Gemara. Next, shanazu. A person says, I'm not going to drink wine this year. This year. So what's the halacha? Shanazu. Aser b'chol hashana, he can't drink wine the entire year, but the Rosh Hashanah lo asid lavo. But Rosh Hashanah is considered part of what? The next year, right? Rosh Hashanah is not part of this year, Rosh Hashanah is part of next year. However, Shavua zeh, a person says, I will say now in this context, Shavua means a 7-year cycle. So let's say a person says, I'm prohibiting wine, konam yayin, I'm not going to drink wine, Shavua, this 7-year cycle. So what's the halacha? Aser b'chol Shavua. He is usher for the remaining part of the 7-year cycle. In other words, we'll say he made this nether in year number 3 of a 7-year cycle. So he's usher for years 3, 4, 5, and 6 Ushavis Sha'avra, and the seventh year, the Shemitah year, is included as part of this cycle as well. Right? That's the first part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah now, he looks at a different type of phraseology. The Im Amar Yom Echad. Aye, but Rabbo said, let's say a person said, Konam Yayin Sha'ani Toim Yom Echad. I'm not going to drink wine for one day. Now remember, contrast this to the beginning of the Mishnah. What was the neder in the beginning of the Mishnah? I'm not going to drink wine. Hayom. So what did we establish Hayom means? Hayom literally means a calendrical day. So again, using our calendar, Jewish calendar, which means that a day ends at night. So Hayom means I won't drink wine today, literally until nightfall. Let's say instead, I say Yom Echad, I won't drink wine for one day. Or the next case was Shabbos Achos, or I will not drink wine for 1 week. Or Chodesh Echad, I will not drink wine for 1 month. Or Shana Achos, I will not drink wine for 1 year. Or Shavua Echad, I will not drink wine for 7 years. Then the halacha is Aser Miyom Liyom. What's that? Miyom Liyom means that you are Aser ultimately again for a specific duration of time. In other words, that if you say I won't drink wine for 1 day, Yom Echad, what does Yom Echad mean? 1 24-hour period. So if I made that neder at 6:15 in the morning on Thursday, that neder ultimately will be in effect until when? Bless you, until 6:15 in the morning on Friday. I go ahead and I say I'm not making a neder for 1 month. That will take me from the 7th of Av, ultimately until the 7th or until the end of this, up to the 7th of Elul. Same, so on. I say 1 year. 1 year means 365 days. I say 1 7-year cycle. It means 7 years starting from now. So you see the chiluk over here between when you use the word echad, when the modifier on the duration of time is echad. Echad means an exact amount of time. It's an exact unit of time, as opposed to today, this month, this week, which just means the completion of the unit in which I am currently in. If you look at the Ran for just a moment, it's the four lines up on the bottom of the Ran. If Amar Yom Echad, Shabbos Achos, Asur Miyom Yom, Kolomar, Hekif Echad. Hekif Echad was in so one unit of time. Ubiyom Echad, Asur Me'es Le'es. So when you add in the modifier Echad, Echad means you are quantifying a specific or objective amount of time. Fine. So those are two different models in the Mishnah. Now we get into another couple of interesting cases. Ada Pesach. Let's say a person goes ahead and says, I'm not going to go ahead and drink wine up until Pesach. So what does up until Pesach mean? So the Mishnah says, Ad Shiyagia. So he's usher in wine up until Pesach arrives. Once Pesach arrives, he's permitted to go ahead and drink wine. I'll say something interesting. Take a look at Tosas in just a moment. You see Tosas on the right-hand column there? Not on the side columns, right? You've already discovered that Tosas and the Dharma is not like on the like it is in the rest of the Sefer. So you see the little small column on the right hand side of your page. So take a look, five lines up from where it ends. Hanodir ad haPesach aser ad shiyagia. Listen to this. Dibalashom ne adam ad velo ad bichlal. We'll say, remember again. So we had about 3 years ago in Maseches Brachos an interesting discussion about do we say ad the ad bichlal or ad velo ad bichlal. In other words, that if I say that something is going to be in effect until a certain date, so does until a certain date mean? Remember again, in the Maseches Brachos, it was about the halacha that said that you could daven up until 4 hours. So the Gemara wanted to know: does that mean up until the fourth hour, but not including the fourth hour, or up until and including? That's so ad the ad bichlal means up until and including. Ad veloa bichlal means up until and not including. So what Tosa says over here is that the Mishnah is teaching me that when it comes to Nedarim, Lashon b'nei Adam is that when people say wine is usher to me up until Pesach means ad veloa bichlal, up until but not including. So there, Tosa goes on, he says, Lekach, eino usher ela ad shiyagia. Therefore, if you make an edra, I'm not going to drink wine up until Pesach. Up until Pesach, or Ada Pesach means until Pesach, but not including Pesach, and therefore you're permitted to go ahead and drink wine over Pesach. However, listen to this. Ada Pesach, Asr Ad Sheyagia. Ad Sheyehe, listen to this. Let's say a person says, I'm asring wine, Ad Sheyehe, until it will be Pesach. So what does ad sheyeh mean? Aser ad sheyetze. Then what is prohibited in wine through the duration of Pesach? So what he's saying is, wine is aser to me until it will be Pesach. In other words, that while it is still Pesach, ultimately again, wine is still aser to me. So therefore, it's aser in wine until Pesach is over. Ad lifnei Pesach. Here's something interesting. What happens if he says? What happens if he says that I will? I'm sorry. What happens if he says that wine is aser to me ad lifnei Pesach, up until before Pesach, ad lifnei Pesach? Rabbi Meir Omer ad aser ad sheyagia. So Rabbi Meir says, well, no, that lashon means up until the beginning of Pesach. So once Pesach arrives and Neder is over. Rabbi Yossi Omer Asr Achiyetze. Rabbi Yossi says no, that he is Asr in wine up until the time that Pesach is over. I'm sorry? Let's see, he says I wasn't sure. I don't remember what I had in mind. Right, correct. If a person knows what they had in mind, then absolutely. These cases come up where a guy makes an neder, and then he comes and he asks his local Orthodox rabbi, oh, by the way, you know, I made this neder, I used it, I don't remember what I had in mind. So now we have to explain his lashon for him. So the shaila is, does this explanation have some type of objective meaning? So machlokes, which we'll say this last case over here. So everyone's going to agree, ad pesach means until Pesach comes, ad below ad bichlal, ad shiyehe, the wine is usher to me until it is still Pesach means until Pesach is over. However, again, ad lifnei Pesach, up until before Pesach, Rabbi Meir says up until Pesach begins, and Rabbi Yossi says until Pesach is over. That's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, listen to this. Konam yayin shani toim. So let's remember again in the first case of the Mishnah, a person said, make a neder that I'm not going to drink wine hayom today. So what did the Mishnah say? What's the duration of the neder? Duration of the neder is until sunset. That once, so today means until sunset. Once the sun sets, the day is over, the neder is over as well. So listen to this. Rabbi Yirmiya, l'chishetech shach, this is actually very interesting. L'chishetech shach, sorech she'ela l'chacham. Rabbi Yirmiya says that when nightfall comes, you need to go ahead and have your neder annulled by a chacham. Now listen, and this is fascinating. Remember, let's keep in mind, what did the Mishnah say? I make a neder konim yayin sha'ani toim hayom. So what did the Mishnah Paskin? What's the Mishnah Paskin? Right? Once nightfall comes, the neder is done. Comes on Rabbi Yirmiya and says, no, not so fast. When nightfall comes, that's when you have to go and petition a Tam Chacham to go ahead and annul your neder. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? My time, says the Gemara. I don't understand. Why would you require this? We'll say, first of all, Take a look at Tosas, just one moment again. Look at that. Go back to the right hand column there, the margin. See, he says, "I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, shteshach tarach sheila l'chacham, ve'inu mutar below sheila." And Rabbi Yirmiya is literally saying that although the Mishnah said that it sounds like the neder itself just becomes mutar without any kind of revocation, in fact, Tosas is saying it's not true. It doesn't become mutar without revocation from the chacham. Ba'afa gav de minadin hayam mutar shari hegiyas mano. Even though technically speaking, the neder should be mutar because nightfall came and the duration of the neder is over. However, okay, so now stop here for just a moment. Let's go on to the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef, I'm going to tell you what the problem is. Gzeira hayom mishum yom echad. We are concerned about what? We are concerned that if we allow you to go ahead and just simply drink wine that night at the end of the neder without any type of revocation process, you may come to confuse this case of hayom with yom echad. I will say, what does that mean? Now go back to that same Tosis. Last line of Tosis. Tosis, Gezeira atu hecha da amar yom echad. I will say, what happens if a person makes a neder and they say, Konim yayin sheyachem shani toim yom echad? What's halacha yom echad? 24 hours. So listen to this. Kilomar, says Tosis, Ish sharile kisha amar hayom lechishadech shach. Tosis, we're concerned. Rabbi Yirmiya says, we're concerned about this. If we allow you, if you just say hayom, which means your neder is over after 24 hours. If we allow you just to go ahead and what? Just to go ahead and finish at night without any kind of process, we're concerned. Oh, what are we concerned about? If we allow you in a case of hayom, to just simply drink wine that night when the neder ends without any type of process, what we're concerned about is in the case of a person says Yom Echad, they may think that Yom Echad also means what? That the neder ends that night, even though they really have a 24-hour cycle. They may come. Therefore, what do? In order to prevent a person from making a mistake, we say that before the end of your neder, you have to go to Talmud Chacham. Therefore, if it turns out that what? That you made a mistake and you said Yom Echad, the Chacham will correct you. So again, I will say, this is an incredible Chumrah, by the way, an incredible Chumrah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah is literally saying that even though you said Hayom, and Hayom means nightfall, yet the neder does not automatically elapse at nightfall. You have to go to a Talmud Chacham. Why? Because we're concerned that if the neder elapses at nightfall, that you may assume that that is the same halacha by Yom Echad as well. Therefore, by making you go to the Talmud Chacham will make sure that you truly made a neder of Hayom and not a neder of Yom Echad. So Amarle, Amud Beis, Amarle. So in reality, you're not really even going to have it annulled, because the truth is, it's annulled by itself. What you're doing is you're creating a halachic failsafe that essentially the Chacham will tell you, okay, I understand what you said. Your neder is annulled. Go home and enjoy your wine. So even though it says Tzarech She'il L'Chacham, you're not really getting She'il L'Chacham. You're really just showing up at the Chacham. The Chacham is going to confirm that indeed your neder is over tonight. But in the event that you made a Hayom neder, the Chacham will tell you, oh, by the way, the neder is in effect until whatever time tomorrow. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, so he said to him, remember, this is Rabbi Yirmiyah saying, so Amar Lei, this is Rabbi Yirmiyah saying, they said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Lei, Ihachi, Ligzor B'yom Echad Mishom Hayom. So I don't understand, if that's the case, then why don't we say the following? Meaning, now what you're saying is, we're concerned that you may get the halachos of Hayom mixed up with Yom Echad. And you may say that just as Hayom, the neder ends at night, you may think that in Yom Echad, the neder also ends at night, therefore require you to go to the Chacham at the end of the Hayom neder. I don't understand. Maybe we should be gozer that a person may confuse Yom Echad with Hayom. Now what's the confusion there? Take a look at the Ran for just a moment. So the Ran says over here, Yom Echad, the Isharis Lei L'Chashatech Shach, I'm sorry, look at Rashi. Actually, I'm sorry. Ihachi ligzor yom echad. Look what he writes. The havi asher achetech shach lemachar mishum hayom. So we'll say, maybe I should say like this. So listen to this. What do we say? Let's say I go ahead and I make a neder right now, 6:25 in the morning, and I say, konim yayin shini toim yom echad. Yom echad. So what's the halacha? When can I drink wine? 6:24 tomorrow morning. My neder's over. Fine. So why don't we say like this? Say no. You can't drink wine at 6:24 tomorrow morning. I mean, for a variety of reasons. But let's say, you can't drink wine at 6:24 tomorrow morning. Why? Because if we allow you to drink wine at 6:24 tomorrow morning, meaning you end your neder by day, you may come to confuse that with the case of what? Of Hayom. And you may come to think that in the case of a Hayom neder, you also could drink wine by day. So I'll tell you something else. You know what we should do? That in the case of when you make a neder, konem yayin shene toim yom echad, you should have to wait until when? You should have to wait until nightfall before partaking of your wine, lest you come to confuse the case of Yom Echad, of Hayom. Let me say it clear. So remember what the Gemara just said. The Gemara said that at the end, if you make a neder, I'm not going to drink wine today, even though technically speaking, your neder elapses at the end of the day, at nightfall, you have to go to a Talmud Chacham for She'ela. Why? Because we're concerned that if you don't go to a Talmud Chacham, you may come to confuse the case of Yom Echad with Hayom, and you may think that in Yom Echad, the neder is over at nightfall also. Marcel, if you're worrying about things like that, so I would say the following. Let's say you make a neder of Yom Echad, and even though my neder will end tomorrow morning, I should have to wait until tomorrow night to drink wine. Why? Lest you come to confuse with the case of Hayom. And I might think that in the case of Hayom, my neder also ends by day. To which the Gemara Amalei, Rabbi Yirmiyah responded, no. Hayom b'Yom Echad michlif. The truth is, you can understand why a person would get confused, why a person could potentially confuse a case of Hayom with Yom Echad. You could understand how that happened. Also, meaning you could see where a person, what he's saying is like this. You can understand why if a person makes a neder to say, Konim Yayin Shein Toim Yom Echad, one day, you could see how logically they might think that what? That the neder is over that night. Meaning you could see that. Why? Because night is the end of the day, night is the end of a unit. You could hear that. However, Yom Echad b'Hayom lo michlof. I will say, but no one's really going to think that l'maisa, that a neder ends in the middle of the day. No one's going to think that if they made a neder for Hayom, that ends before nightfall. So what he's saying over here is the possibility that a person who really undertook a 24-hour nether is going to think that their nether is over at the end of the calendrical day. That is a real concern. You could hear that, because people say even in the word Yom Echad, one day. The truth is, it's not explicitly intuitive that one day means 24 hours. I could also easily understand that one day means what? Until the end of today. So therefore, I could understand how a person could get confused between Hayom, which is until the end of the day, and Yom Echad, which is 24 hours. If Rabbi Yirmiyahu says we have to put in a fail-safe in order to go ahead and protect ourselves from making a mistake. But the truth is, if a person made a neder to go ahead and he said Hayom, there's no Havamina that he's going to think that it's Yom Echad, and therefore he's going to end his neder in the middle of the day. So these people don't make that kind of mistake. Therefore, there's no reason to extend the Gzera that way. Amar Ravina. So Ravina said, and I will say, you should know, as it's clear from the Gemara, we do, so actually, well, we'll see. So Amar Ravina. Amar Ravina Mareimar. So Ravina said to me, Mareimar said, Amar Ravina Mareimar Hach. Mareimar said the following. Amar Avuch Mishmeid Rav Yosef. So your father said name Rav Yosef. Kiman Ozla Shmaite Rav Yirmiyah. Bar Abba. Who's, in accordance with whose opinion, did the statement of Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba come about? Rabbi Nasan, like Rabbi Nasan. In other words, we both say, so Rabbi Yirmiyah, meaning Rabbi Yirmiyah attaches this very interesting condition to Nedarim, which is that even though technically speaking the Neder should elapse at the end of the calendrical day, simply because that's the nature of the Neder you made, so Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, you still need to go to the Chacham for She'ela. So what the Gemara is saying over here is, okay, so the way Rabbi Yirmiyah explained it was because he's concerned about confusion between Hayom and Yom Echad. The Gemara seems to feel like there's something deeper that's motivating Rabbi Yirmiyah as well. So in whose opinion, according to whose opinion, is Rabbi Yirmiyah going ahead and really espousing this Shita? I was about to say, let's just finish the Gemara, then we'll read the Ran. So look what he says. According to whose opinion, he's like Rabbi Nasan, the Sanya. Rabbi Nasan says, Kol Hanodir, what's the second name row we had this? Kol Hanodir Kilu Banabama. Whoever makes a neder, it's as if he built an illegal altar. And Rabama is an illegal private altar. So if you make a neder, it's bad. It's like you built a private altar. Bahamakaimo, and one who upholds a neder, Kiilu, meaning in other words, it's bad enough if you make the vow. But at least if you make the vow, what should you do? You should get it revoked. But if you make the vow and you don't get it revoked, and instead you go forward, Bamakaimo, if you go ahead and you uphold it, Kiilu Makdir Alel. It's as if what? It's as if you go ahead and you offer up a carbon on it. I will say, now what's happening over here? Take a look at the Ran for just a moment. You see the Ran on the right hand side of the page, not in the widest of lines, but in the middle wide lines, six lines in. Kiman Azlo Shmaite Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba Rabbi Nasan. Listen to this. Says the Gemara, Kilomar, the Ma'ide Matzrachina Le She'ila Lechacham Ba'Omer Hayom, Lav Mishum Gezerah Belachud. What the Gemara is saying over here is that which Rabbi Yirmiyah requires me, if I made a neder of Hayom, that it doesn't just lapse by itself and I have to go to a Talmud Chacham, that is not just because of the Gezerah that you may come to confuse Hayom with Yom Echad. Rather, the Sfira Lan, because we'll say, if you think about it, this is a pretty stringent posture to take because of some remote concern. To say that a neder that really elapses by itself, I should have to now go and get a shela, I have to go ask a Talmud Chacham for annulment. So there's got to be more that's going on over here. Listen to this. So what's happening over here? See, what the Gemara is saying is like this. In reality, this gezera by itself, or this concern by itself, should not be enough to prompt Rabbi Yirmiyah. But Rabbi Yirmiyah is coming from a different disposition. What's his disposition? He doesn't like Nidarim. Nidarim are bad. Right? Nidarim kolanodar kilu barabama. We don't want people making Nidarim. So according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, therefore, what's Rabbi Yirmiyah's logic? What's the best way to prevent people ultimately from making the Nedarim? The best way is make the process as difficult as possible. So therefore, in Rabbi Yirmiyah's model, Rabbi Yirmiyah says like this, we're going to go ahead and you're going to make this Nedar. Now the truth is, there is some ambiguity in the Nedar, and there is a concern that you may come to confuse Hayom with Yom Echad, or Yom Echad with Hayom. Therefore, again, under normal circumstances, We wouldn't be machmir in such a situation. But because Rabbi Yirmiyah comes from a disposition where to begin with he does not like nidarim, he doesn't want you making nidarim. Therefore, I will say the easiest way, if you don't want someone engaging in a particular type of behavior, so what's the best way to prevent them from doing so? Make the ramifications of that behavior just ridiculously difficult. So if a person knows, listen to this, a person knows that if I take a neder, that I'm not going to drink wine today, then at the end of the day, even though technically my neder lapses, I still have to go and find the Talmud Chacham or the Beis Din. So what is that essentially going to do? Rabbi Yirmiyah hopes it's going to prevent the person from making the neder in the first place. Hilchach, im hayah neder mitzvah ki gon lilmod l'kai mitzvah in a tzarek sheila. So I will say, interestingly enough, Rabbi Yirmiyah is only machmir in this case, because in this case, again, the neder itself has no mitzvah ramifications. It's just an important thing. So what the Gemara is supposed to say, there's a big muster in this as well, which is that, you know, when people, all of us have our different shitos in life. And our shitos ultimately are our different positions and our different opinions are very much forged because of other dispositions we have in life. Meaning people don't come to their conclusions in life in a vacuum. It's all a result of things that I hold or things that I believe in other areas of life. So the Gemara saying over here is, why does Rabbi Yirmiyah decide to be so machmir with this case? And at the end of my life, I have to have a nomi by a chacham, to which the Gemara says, oh, because Rabbi Yirmiyah is a disciple of Rabbi Nasser, which means he doesn't like Nidarim to begin with. So because he doesn't like Nidarim to begin with, in any situation where there is even the possibility of confusion, he's going to be machmir. Okay, says the Gemara. Shabbos zu asur b'chol haShabbos. Kuler must remember again, the Mishnah said, if I make an eder not to drink wine this week, so what's the halacha? I can't drink wine the whole week, including what? Including Shabbos. To which the Gemara says, pshita. I don't say, it's kind of obvious, no. So why do I need to tell me this? I might have thought that, what does week mean, Rabbi Osei? What does week mean? Week means weekdays. That's the halamina. I would have thought week means weekdays. Kamash mola, no. That week means the unit of a week, including what? Including Shabbos as well. This is interesting, Gemara, no? Really amazing. Chodesh zeh, asa b'chala chodesh rosh chodesh laba. We'll say again, remember, I make an edder not to drink wine this month. So what's the halacha? I can't drink wine this month, but Rosh Chodesh is part of next month. Says the Gemara Pshita. I don't say, isn't that kind of obvious? Of course, Rosh Chodesh. That's why it's called Rosh Chodesh. Means the beginning of the next month. So of course, it's not included in the neder not to drink wine this month. Oh, this is also fascinating. Ki itzricha lechodesh chaser. Ah, also this. Remember, there are two different types of months. We have a mali and a chaser. A mali is 30 days. A chaser is 29 days. Generally, when you have a month that's a chaser, that's when you have a two-day Rosh Chodesh. We'll say a two-day Rosh Chodesh. The first day of Rosh Chodesh usually is the last day of the current month, right? And ultimately, again, the second day of Rosh Chodesh ultimately is the first day of the next month. So the Gemara is saying, oh, what are we talking about over here? A two-day Rosh Chodesh. So I would have thought, Ma'od Tema Rosh Chodesh Lisha Abar Havi. Below this year, I would have thought that at least the first day of Rosh Chodesh is really calendrically part of the previous month, right? It's the 30th day of the previous month. So therefore, again, that should not be Asr. That should be Asr. It's included in the previous month. Kamash Malon, Karu Inshi Reish Yarcha. Also, this is fascinating. So it tells you again, also, it's also fascinating. I'm going to explain it first. Why is it fascinating? Because what it's saying is people call it Rosh Chodesh. So remember, in the Darim, Halcha Lashon Acham, Halcha, Ahach, the Lashon follows Acham B'nei Adam, that's the way people speak. So people call it Rosh Chodesh. It's calendrically part of the previous month. That's fine. And people call it Rosh Chodesh. Once people call it Rosh Chodesh, then what? It's part of the next month. Part of the next month, even though calendrically, it's really part of the actual. It also tells you, and the truth is, this is the major yisod in the Dharma in general, that words create realities. See, it's an amazing thing. See, even though the first day of Rosh Chodesh is really part of this month, and I made a neder not to go ahead and get benefits from wine next month, for this month. So we'll say, but because I use the word, because I call this day Rosh Chodesh, because I call it Rosh Chodesh, therefore what? It's not part of this month, even though calendrically it is, and it's considered part of next month, and therefore the neder does not devolve upon it. Next, Shana Zu Asur B'Chala Shana Kula. Person makes a neder not to drink wine this year. So the halacha is, he's Asur, can't drink wine the entire year, but Rosh Hashanah is part of the next year. Hashanah is not part of the neder. So the Gemara says something very interesting. Yibay Lehu, Mar raises the kasha. Amar konam yain sha'ani toim yom. Well, so listen to this case. I make a neder that I'm not going to drink wine, shani toim, yom, day. And remember, we've had two cases so far. What are our two cases? Hayom, which, and when does it go until? If you say hayom, till the end of the day, sunset, and yom echad, 24 hours. Let's say a person doesn't say hayom or yom echad. A person just says yom. So what's the status? A person says, kane nyay shani toim, yom. I will not drink wine, day. I mean, the English doesn't translate so well. But again, yom, for a day. What does it mean, yom? My dine. So what's the status of yom? Kehayom doesn't mean like today, which means until sunset. O kiyom echad, or doesn't mean a 24-hour period. So let's not analyze this. Tashmam masnis. So let's try to analyze this from our Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Konam yayin sha'ani toim hayom. If a person says wine is usher to me, that I'm not going to drink it today, right? So konam yayin sha'ani toim hayom. So in usher alachadash. So we'll say, what happens if a person says hayom? So hayom means until nightfall. So what can we infer from that? It's only hayom that means until nightfall. Hayom kiyom echad dami. But it must be what? It must be that if a person says yom, what does yom mean, Rabosai? What does yom mean? 24 hours. I remember, again, he's making a diak in the Mishnah. Since it's only hayom, that means up until nightfall, it must mean anything else other than hayom is like yom echad, and therefore 24 hours. Whereas, one second, if that's the case, I can make an opposite inference as well. Ema seifa, look at the end of the Mishnah. Amar yom echad, if a person says, I'm not going to drink wine for one day, Aser v'yom yom. So he's aser for 24 hours. So what can you infer from here? Hayom ki hayom. Rather, you can infer from here that it's only yom echad, that means 24 hours. But if you say yom, what is yom like? Yom is like hayom, which means until sunset. So we'll say what you see obviously is from the Reisha and the Seifa of the Mishnah, you can make two opposite inferences. Ela mehalek alamash mamina. Rather, the Gemara says, you're right. You can't really infer anything from the Mishnah. So how do we resolve this? We still want to figure out what does yom mean. So let's go a little bit weiter. Amar Ravashi. So Ravashi says, I'm going to analyze this for you. Tashma. Konam yayin sha'ani toim hashana. Let's say a person says, I'm not going to drink wine this year. So nis'abra hashana, asr ba'u bi'ibura. Listen to this. So say a person says, I'm not going to drink wine this year. Okay. And then it turns out that there was an ibr shana, leap year. I'll say, remember again, it's not like once upon a time the calendar was not organized like we have, but we obviously know the leap year is ahead of time. But let's say again, remember, it was very, well, not, I don't know how often, but it happened that they would make a game time decision to go ahead and make a leap year. Remember again, if you saw already it was Adar and it was still cold outside, right? Winter was still here, which means that it was possible that when Pesach was here, it would not yet really be spring. You'd want to push off Pesach a little bit so that it could really be Chag HaOtif. So therefore, they made a decision mid-year to go ahead and make a leap year. So now, what's the Shaila? The Shaila is now, what's the impact of that additional month on my nether? So the halacha is Asr Ba'u Bi'ibura. So you, not only can you not drink wine throughout that year, but remember again, wine will be Asr on that additional month as well. To which the Gemara says, Ha'echi Dami. So what's the case? Top of Samech Aleph. So we'll say, if the case is as it was stated, look at Rashi, what does it mean as it was stated? The Amar Hashana, where a person literally said, wine is usher to me this year. So then, Lamali Lamemra. So then, Avi's Rashi says, the Amar Hashana, Lamali Lamemra, Pshita, Kevan, the Amar Hashana, Mashma Hashana Zuka, Amar Vibur Naim Chahab. So we'll say, if a person literally said that I'm usher in wine this year, throughout this year, then what does this year mean? What does this year mean? The whole year, whatever it is. Right, so whether it's a 12-month year or it's a 13-month year, obviously I'm going to be usher. Elalav, rather, what must the case be? Elalav do amar shana. Rather, it must be the cases where he said, wine is going to be usher to me, shana, a year. Not shana echad, because remember, shana echad is also obvious. What does shana echad mean or shana achos? Shana achos means what? Right? 12 months, right? So not a calendar year, 12 months. So rather, it must be the case over here is where he said shana. He just said year. And what do you see from here? Alma shana kash shana dami. What do you see from here? You see that the word shana, year, is just like what? It's just like hashana, this year. And just like this year ultimately means a calendar year. So shana must also mean a calendar year, even including the leap month as well. And therefore, again, based on this, the yom nami kehayom dinei. And you must say that what? That yom, if you just say yom, stam yom, that yom is treated just like what? just like Hayom, just like today, which means what the Bosai, remember what's the status of Hayom, right? Hayom, up until nightfall. To which the Gemara says, no, that's not the case at all. The Olam, the Amar Hashanah, what's the case over here? The case is where he said this year, he actually said this year. So we'll say again, so if he said this year, so then shouldn't it be obvious that he's that the leap month is included in his nether? To which the Gemara says, no, Omad Temo, and I have thought, Halach Acharov Hashanim, I might have thought that in terms of Nadarim, we follow the majority of years, and I will say, what's the majority of years? Below Is Ba'ibor. Both said the majority of years do not have a leap month in them, and therefore I would have assumed that since after Nadarim, we go after Lashon Bnei Adam. And Lashon Bnei Adam is that a year means a year without a leap month, so that his neder does not include the leap month. Kamash Malan, that is not the case. Kamash Malan, that when he says Hashanah this year even includes the leap month. So we'll say, so again, we'll stop over here. But bottom line, so although we picked up an interesting halacha over here, that if you say Hashanah, if you make a neder to say that I'm not going to drink wine this year, and then it turns out that what? That there's an additional month in this year, that the halacha is that your neder goes upon the leap month still. That is the halacha. But again, we're still left with our question, which is what? What's the status of Yom? What's the status of a person just says, I'm not going to drink neder, I'm not going to drink wine, I'm not making neder, I'm not going to drink wine, Yom? Does Yom mean Yom Echa, 24 hours? Does Yom mean Hayom until nightfall? Still remains to be determined. All right, we'll stop over here.